We're in Simenshin and Beis. Sif Beis, the Chaber says, Mishigil Asar Tvachim HaTachtonim, once it gets to within 10 Tvachim of the ground, Imakozom Meshuba B'ingen Shenach Alav, if the wall is slanted such that it's now resting on the wall, Asar Golo Etzlo. You're not allowed to bring it back up. Mishnah Berurah says it's only a case where most people do put stuff on that wall, but otherwise it would have the status of a Karmelis. In order that it not be bizayin, you can turn it over onto its side. But if it's not slanted, as long as it hasn't hit the ground, so then you're able to pull it back up, even if it's within 10 tfachim of the ground. Mishnah Berurah says this is dafka by kisei kodesh that we're make up, but by other things. Once it's within 10 tfachim of the ground, so now it's considered to be in rishos harabim, even if it hasn't rested on anything, you're not allowed to bring it back up, because we're afraid that if it fell to the ground entirely, you would bring it back up, which would be a problem for Moshe's Rabbim. Some are Mekel, in other situations besides Kisei HaKodesh. This is all in the Aver of Moshe's Rabbim, but if it falls into the Aver of the Karmelis, so then everyone would agree you'd be allowed to bring it back up as long as it's still in your hand. Simon Shin and Gimel, Dine Zizim Bishus Arabim, Sivalev Shnei Batim, Bishnei Tzidi Bishus Arabim. If you have two houses on opposite sides of the Rishus Arabim, Vehem Shal Adam Echad, they're owned by one person, O Shal Shnaim, or they're owned by two people, Ve'ervu, but they made an Erev between them. Im Shnehem Shavim Mutar Lizok Mizelazeh, if they are both equal, meaning they're on the same level, so therefore it would not be difficult to throw it from one side to the other, so then you're allowed to throw from one side to the other. Mutter lizrok mizelazeh, you're allowed to throw it from one side to the other. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is dafka if it's above 10, so then it's from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaYachid through a Makom Ptur. But if they're below 10, so then it will be Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaYachid through a Rishos HaRabim, and that would be problematic. If one of the homes is higher than the other home, then you're not allowed to throw from one home to the other, unless it's a material, an object, which if it fell, it would break. So then, since the whole reason you're not allowed to throw from one to the other is because we're afraid that you have to throw it well, and we're afraid that you're not going to throw it well and it's going to land on the ground and then you're going to go and get it. So if it's something that'll break and you know you're not going to be able to get it, so then we would allow you to throw it in the first place because the gzera doesn't apply. When is this true? Bishus Rabbim Overes Beneihem, when there's a Shus Rabbim between them. But if there's a Karmelis in between the two homes, they're on opposite sides of a Karmelis, so then for sure it's going to be Mutter, because since the whole list of a Karmelis is only Durabanan, so we don't make the Gzera that maybe you'll throw and miss and it'll fall to the ground and you'll go and get it, because that would be a Gzera L'Gzera. So even if one is higher than the other, it's going to be permissible to throw from one to the other, since Gzera doesn't apply.